Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell me about your background and what you do at Bechtel.
My name's Abby Tetter, and I am currently a civil engineer based in London in the UK. And I completed my master's in civil engineering back in 2019. It already feels like so long ago. And I've been working with Bechtel now for about 3.5 years in both the aviation and rail sector in the UK. So in terms of like my current role right now, I'm currently working as an engineering manager on High Speed 2 Phase 2B, which is essentially a high speed railway project in the UK from Crewe to Manchester. And in my current role, the main sort of things I do, my responsibilities are providing the technical expertise to really help support the successful passage of something called a hybrid bill, which you're probably wondering, what is that, through Parliament? And a hybrid bill is effectively a really important, extensive piece of documentation that sets out the entire scheme design for this high-speed railway. It has an environmental impact appraisal and assessment, and it also has how we will mitigate all the impacts of the scheme. And it's really important because it will give us the planning permission we need to actually go in and construct and operate that high-speed railway in the future. So it's a really, really important documentation that needs to get signed off in Parliament. So right now we're going through quite an interesting phase working with the MPs in Parliament and sort of dealing with all of the petitioners. So it's a really unique project to be involved in at the moment, and one of those once in a lifetime things, because you don't often have a lot of big infrastructure mega project bills going through Parliament in the UK. So that's a bit about sort of what I'm doing right now as Bechtel, with Bechtel.
Awesome. And why did you decide to go into engineering? And why do you think today's students should consider an engineering career?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in terms of why I decided to go into engineering, it might sound a bit cliched, but it's back to that roots of always I wanted to be able to create some tangible impact, that I could actually make a difference to people's lives and actually see that difference. And I think engineering, in terms of the built environment, is a really great way of doing that. You get to really see a tangible output as to how you've improved people's lives. And back in school, like particularly secondary school or sixth form, engineering really appealed to me because I'd always enjoyed sort of those STEM subjects such as your maths, your sciences, and I liked problem solving. But there was also another side to me that I was really creative, and I really liked art and design and music. And engineering was great because it allowed me to combine the best of both worlds in terms of the nitty-gritty technical side, but also with the creative side in terms of innovating and design and thinking outside the box. And that really, really appealed to me. And ultimately, I think a lot of us, we want a career that will always challenge the way we think, put us outside our comfort zone, and inspire us, motivate us. And those were all reasons why I picked engineering and why I've still stayed in engineering up until now, because it ticks all those boxes for me. Another reason really is that it's the diverse array of opportunities that engineering brings. You can work anywhere in the world on any kind of project in almost any type of role. It's so applicable, so transferable. You've got engineers that you've got like civil engineers, structural engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, and you can work on such a diverse array of projects. And that really excites me. So I've worked in the past on airports, on railway, but then you can work in, you can build a motorway, you can work in mining metals. It's so broad. The opportunities are endless, and I find that really exciting. And I think that's why a lot of us pick up a career in engineering, because no day is the same, every day is different, and that really keeps you, I guess, stimulated and motivated to carry on. And then I guess lastly, one thing I just wanted to mention was I think it's really important, like in terms of right now, there's so many unique challenges across the industry and the world that really need solving, particularly in terms of climate change and achieving net zero ambitions and how we can all work together to create a fairer world for all. And in order to come up with those solutions to these really, I guess, challenging challenges out there, we now need to sort of shift our thinking and have more diverse mindsets, thinking people from all different backgrounds, fresh ideas, innovations. And that's why it's so important that the future generation that are now in universities and schools join us in the industry to help sort of solve these problems, because we can't do it without that change and that sort of fresh ideas. So that's sort of why I think you should really consider a career in engineering. And I can't say enough positives about it, really.
That's amazing. You seem really, really passionate about engineering, and I love that. What is your favorite part of your job or a favorite project you have worked on, and why?
Yeah, that's hard to choose. And if I had to pick out like a key favorite highlight, something that I become really, I guess, fond of in terms of memories is back in October last year, I had an amazing opportunity to spend 2 weeks in a rural village based in Rwanda with a local community. And I was out there with a team of some of the Bechtel people, and we constructed a 52-meter suspension bridge with local workers from the community. And it was honestly one of the most like memorable, rewarding, meaningful, I can't think of enough adjectives to describe it, experiences to be part of. And it's something that I will never forget. And it's, I think what the takeaway for me really was, something as basic and essential as simple infrastructure such as a bridge to connect a local village in terms of kids, old people and vulnerable people, adults to go to trade, education, healthcare, etc. They didn't even have that basic infrastructure, and we often take that for granted in the Western world, and many places across the world, they're lacking that basic essential infrastructure. So having the opportunity to be part of the project, I really got to see firsthand how construction of such a simple piece of infrastructure, being a bridge, really helped to transform the local villages and how much it really meant to them. And not only did I get the amazing experience of working in a completely different culture, climate, in the other side of the world, but I also got to like create meaningful bonds with both my Bechtel team and the local villagers. And I got to help upskill those local villagers to give them lifelong skills that they could apply to projects coming up and really help them create a living for themselves. And I guess I even learned a lot about myself out there in terms of new skills, new ways of thinking. And it really makes you appreciate and not take for granted what we actually have often in the Western world. So it's one of the memories and projects that I'll never forget, and I can't like stop talking about. So that's probably my favorite project I've worked on so far.
That's great. I loved seeing all the photos from the Bridges to Prosperity project. They were so cool, and it looked like that, like the bridge just really impacted the community a lot. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the next question is, what's an engineering accomplishment you're proud of and why? If it's the same as the last one, we can see.